visiting with Opie Girls basketball coach Dina Wilson here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, unfortunately the season ended a little earlier than anticipated. Close loss to Crest last Saturday night at home, and just kind of sum up what kind of happened towards the end of that game.
We thought we were in a pretty good position to win there. We had some close looks, some open shots, and even some time at the free throw line, but I'm just weren't able to get it done. Crest played hard, and they were a little bit more aggressive and wanted it more than us at the end there.
Was this a good learning tool for your girls heading into the season next year with basically everyone coming back?
Yeah, I think so. It's always tough to lose at the end, but not very many don't get that opportunity. only one gets to win it all. But it shows that, we gave good effort throughout the season. We had a lot of girls step up who didn't get to play much last year. And so good experience for them to get some time in and, get better.
Just your overall thoughts on your first season as head coach?
I thought it went okay. I would have liked a few more wins, pulled out some of those that were close. Being in the system for 3 years prior was helpful. And I think the girls know kind of what they need to do to stay in that competitive league and be competitive in postseason. I thought it went better than probably expected by a lot of people, with only two returning players. I thought our girls did a good job.
So when you get ready to go for next year, you're trying to probably figure out how to get Opie back into its prime days, so winning Lyon County League titles and even the tournament title again. How do you want to kind of get back to those days?
Well, I think our girls just need to be a little bit more on the attack mode, and I think that we'll get there. We have a lot of athletic players, and the league was just really good this year. But we played in the finals of the league tournament. We were tied for league title, and that's big for us to continue to do those types of things with the girls that we have. And we'll have some new girls coming up that'll be able to step up, and getting Alyssa back after her ACL surgery will help as well. We'll have a lot of seniors left next year, and they'll be able to lead the team.
Most definitely. Visiting with Opie Girls basketball coach Dina Wilson here on the Area Coaches Corner, our final conversation of the basketball season. And coach, how important is the off season for your girls?
They are all multi-sport athletes, and they will continue to work hard in their other sports and hopefully get in the gym some. We'll work out in the summer and have our camps like normal, and just continue to get better throughout the off season. And I know that the girls are willing to put in the work, and they're ready to get better. So we'll see that throughout the summer and the off season here as well.
Well, coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for all the time you've given me here on the Area Coaches Corner and with our Area Game of the Week coverage when we've had the Lady Eagles on. So it's been great getting to talk to you about your team throughout the year. Have a great off season. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, and I appreciate all the time you put in. It really is a great opportunity for our girls to be heard throughout the community, and we appreciate all that you do.
That is Opie Girls basketball coach Dina Wilson joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mel's Tire on KVOE, Live and Local.